From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, this is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Topics this week include non-psychoactive cannabinoid reduces incidence of diabetes, a study says, second cannabis pill to be available in the United States, and the Australian government urges states to overturn decrim laws. Information about these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. First this week from Jerusalem, Israel, non-psychoactive cannabinoid reduces incidence of diabetes, a study says. Administration of the non-psychoactive cannabinoid cannabidiol, or CBD, lowers incidence of diabetes in animals and may one day play a role in the prevention of human type 1 diabetes, according to preclinical findings published in the March issue of Autoimmunity. Researchers at Hadassah University Hospital in Jerusalem reported that injections of 5 milligrams per day of CBD significantly reduced the prevalence of diabetes in mice from an incidence of 86% in non-treated controls to an incidence of only 30%. In a separate experiment, investigators reported that control mice all developed diabetes at a median of 17 weeks, while a majority, or 60%, of CBD-treated mice remained diabetes-free at 26 weeks. Investigators also reported that CBD significantly lowered plasma levels of the pro-inflammatory cycloteins, or proteins, INF-gamma and TNF-alpha, and significantly reduced the severity of insulitis and infiltration of white blood cells resulting in swelling compared to non-treated controls. Quote, "Our results indicate that CBD can inhibit and delay destructive insulitis and inflammatory cytokine production in mice, resulting in decreased incidence of diabetes," close quote, authors concluded. Preclinical trial data published earlier this year found that CBD prevents diabetic retinopathy in animals. The condition, which is characterized by retinal oxygen deprivation, is the leading cause of blindness in working-age adults. Cannabinoids have also been demonstrated to alleviate certain types of neuropathic pain associated with diabetes and to reduce glucose levels in animal models of the disease. Next this week from Rockville, Maryland, second cannabis pill to be available in the U.S. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, this week reapproved a synthetic cannabinoid analog for prescription use in the United States. The oral pill, marketed as Sezamet, also known as Nabiline, is an analog or structural derivative of the cannabinoid THC. It will be available as a Schedule II controlled substance for the treatment of nausea and vomiting associated with cancer chemotherapy in patients who have failed to respond adequately to conventional antiemetic treatments. Marinol, or dronabinol, the only synthetic cannabinoid legally available on the U.S. market, is classified as a Schedule III drug under federal law. Although Sezamet was initially approved by the FDA in 1985, it was later withdrawn from the market by then-manufacturer Eli Lilly for commercial reasons. The drug has been marketed as an anti-nauseant in Canada and the United Kingdom by Valeant Pharmaceuticals, which purchased the rights to Sezamet in 2004. According to the manufacturer, potential adverse reactions to the drug include ataxia, or loss of ability to coordinate muscular movement, euphoria, headache, vertigo, increased heart rate, and concentration difficulties. Sesamet will be available in 1 milligram tablets, meant to be taken twice daily. Marinol, synthetic THC in sesame oil, is available in 2.5 milligram, 5 milligram, and or 10 milligram dosages. Though legally available in the U.S., few patients report positive experiences with Marinol because of its high price tag, delayed onset, and heightened psychoactivity. Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals is currently developing a generic version of Marinol for sale in the U.S. market. Finally this week, from Perth, Australia, Australian government urges states to overturn decrim laws. The federal government is endorsing a plan to implement nationwide uniform cannabis laws, outlawing all possession or use of the drug. Following a meeting of the Ministerial Council on Drug Strategy, the nation's top policy-making body on controlled substances. The new policy, which calls cannabis as dangerous as heroin and cocaine, urges states to revise existing laws decriminalizing the possession of small amounts of marijuana in favor of criminal penalties. Virtually all 8 Australian states treat minor cannabis offenses as civil and not criminal violations. In 4 states, South Australia, Western Australia, the Australian Capital Territory, and the Northern Territory, cultivation of cannabis for personal use is also a non-criminal offense. Though government officials endorsed the policy change, they admitted that they lack the legal authority to compel states to overturn their more liberal cannabis laws. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about these stories and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. More audio from the Normal Foundation is available at normal.org/podcast. We've got a new podcast coming online in June. Stay tuned. And listen in every week right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod, to Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.